All right, earlier in the show, we talked with Today Show anchor Matt Lauer. He gave us an update from, well, his neck of the woods. Do you like what I did there, Al? Do you like that?
Sure.
And so, you know, we got an update about the Hurricane Sandy devastation, but let's talk about the weather and all this craziness. Al Roker from NBC News and the Today Show is joining us. Hi, Al.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay.
Well, you know, let me ask, though, first, I mean, how you and your loved ones fared in the storm. Any major damage? Is everyone okay?
No, we were very fortunate. No damage for us. You know, we live in a part of New York City that did not see any damage, and that's, you know, we're very blessed in that aspect of it. So, no, it was, and believe me, I, after coming back from spending, you know, almost a week on the road and seeing what Sandy did, it was a much needed respite, you know, and you know, unfortunately for those folks affected, you know, there has been no respite for them.
Now, you've been reporting on weather for years, and so, I mean, I guess there's got to be a level of excitement, but also fear when something big like this is happening. What did you think when you saw, like, the forecast models for this storm before it actually hit? Did you think it was going to be as bad as it was?
I mean, it was the first thing was just incredulousness. I mean, you look at this and you think, this can't be happening. There's got to be something wrong here. And you know, a lot of weather folks talk amongst themselves saying, can you believe this? No. So let's wait and see what the next run shows, the next run of the models, and the next. And it just kept showing up. As you know by now, the European model showed this much earlier. And historically, they do a much better job, long range. And then the American model started to fall in line with it. And it was like, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. And looking at it, and we thought, this is going to be catastrophic. I mean, there was no question in our minds that this was going to be a dangerous, deadly storm. And sadly, it lived up to that.
Now, I mean, let's start at the basics, though. This was, you know, hurricane, tropical storm. We know those terms, and we associate, you know, that with wind and water. But basically, what is a hurricane, and how does it become so powerful?
Well, it basically is a cyclonic flow. Or anti-cyclonic flow, I should say. It's like a little big, it's a big, deep, low-pressure system. And it gets out over open water, warmer waters, and that feeds it. The warm, moist air is its energy source, and it grows. And unless there's something to break it up, like either shear, wind shear in the upper atmosphere, or it coming on land, like we thought that maybe, you know, with any luck, when it came over Cuba, the mountains of Cuba would break it up, maybe, or at least certainly weaken it enough so that maybe it would, if not lose all of its strength, would lose some of it. But that didn't happen. So there are many things that can knock it down, colder waters, different flows in the atmosphere, in the upper atmosphere, but there was none of that available.
So, now this might be a stupid question, though, but with that wind and in New York City, are the tall buildings all in close proximity, does that make it more dangerous, or is it better to be in somewhere so populated?
No, it's not. It doesn't make it any better, and in fact makes it more dangerous, especially as you get into the streets and the canyons, and in the upper floors, you know, we have these skyscrapers, so you get up above 20, 30 floors, and the winds increase. There's some estimate, winds increase about 10 miles per hour for every 10 or 15 floors you go up. So, you know, you can have 50 mile per hour winds at the ground, but you go up to 80 stories and you can have 70, 80 mile per hour winds.
Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the good things about a hurricane, well, not one of the good things, but is that you know it's coming. There's time to prepare. It's not like a tornado that just forms and strikes.
Exactly. You know, but you'd be caught. The problem with a hurricane or a tropical storm is that people have a past history with other storms, and they say, oh, well, I rode out. Well, you heard, when you watch the news, you heard time and time again people saying, oh, well, but I rode out Tropical Storm Irene. I mean, I didn't think it would be this bad. Well, every storm is different, mm-hmm. and that's the biggest problem.
We'll talk about people's reactions to weather in just a little bit, but before we get back to the music, we're going to have more with Al Roker, but let's recap the ways that you can help. You can donate to the Red Cross, call 1-800-HELP-NOW, and you can also text the word Red Cross, that's all one word, Red Cross, to 90999 to make a $10 donation on your cell phone. We've got to get back to the music, more with Al Roker in just a little bit.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
We are back talking with NBC's Al Roker. He's joining us live from New York, talking about Hurricane Sandy and the chaos in the East. Al, what was the mood like in New York days before she hit? You were mentioning that people, you know, compare this one weather disaster to previous ones. Did people take the warning seriously on this one?
Well, I think they did. But, you know, again, you had these folks, especially along the Jersey Shore or Long Island or Connecticut, coastal parts of Queens and Brooklyn saying, well, you know, I rode out the last one. I'm going to do that again. And then they were trapped. And now first responders had to go in and get them, putting themselves at risk and or keeping them from doing other duties. So if there is any silver lining out of this storm is that when the warnings go out again, if there's another one, I shouldn't say if, it's when, you know, that it will, that people will heed the evacuation orders. But you know, it's human nature being what it is, the further away you get away from an event, the less likely you are to remember its dire consequences.
Now here, this is the thing about, you said people heeding the warnings or whatever. This is something that I noticed because I'm not on the East Coast, so I had full access to Twitter and Facebook, is the number of people posting pictures and updates like amateur reporters. Now here's the thing that got me. They're updating that the power is out and they're draining their cell phone batteries. Am I the only one that thinks this is stupid? Save the battery. You might need to call for help, right? I mean, there's no picture
exactly.
That is...
Exactly. Social media is all well and good, but, you know, if you don't have a battery to a phone to call and make an emergency call, it's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, and I think we could probably both agree there's no picture that is worth risking your family's safety, right? I mean...
Absolutely not. Now, if you've got power, I suppose, and your phone is fully charged, well, have at it.
So, I mean, people see the reporters out on the street. They think it's a fun situation to be involved in. As I said, you've been doing this for years out there. What's going through your mind when you're in the middle of something like that? Is it fun? Is it scary? What are you thinking?
It's not. Fun is the last word I would use. It is frightening. You know, you take all the precautions you can. However, nature being what it is, anything can happen. You know, we were in Point Pleasant earlier in the day standing on this dune, and we knew the dune was going to go. It was just a matter of when. And about 7 o'clock that night, I was reporting in front of the dune, and I could see it was going to go, so we did our report, got up on the balcony, second floor balcony of the hotel our cameraman was at, and the dune went about 10 minutes later. And then we realized, you know, we've got to get out of here, because if we don't get out of here, I mean, the ocean was just coming in. And by the time we got down the stairs and started making our way across the street, the water was up to our waist. And it was like we're in the middle of a tidal surge.
It's just remarkable how, you know, there could be so much devastation. And, you know, Matt was telling us earlier that, you know, some people have gone a week without food and water, and it could be even another week before they get that help.
Easily. There are parts of the tri-state area that will be without power for at least a week.
So let's recap the numbers for how people can help. Donate to the Red Cross. The phone number is 1-800-HELP-NOW. You can also text the word Red Cross, that's all one word, Red Cross, to 90999 to make a $10 donation on your cell phone. You know, Al, is there...
If I could also add, Jerry,
sure.
That, you know, look, a lot of the places, you know, up and down the East Coast, and the American Red Cross is doing a spectacular job, but there are also local charities that could use your help, whether it's local food banks, things like that. You know, a lot of churches, I know our church this morning, we brought at least 3 bags of groceries and staples like wipes and if you've got toiletries, you know, like from hotels and things like that, find out in your area you know, where you can drop that stuff off, because or ship it, because the need for diapers, for baby formula, for wipes, for toilet tissue, the very things that we all take for granted, greatly, greatly needed. And that's not to say the Red Cross or the Salvation Army or the United Way or whoever in your area won't be doing this, but there are a lot of grassroots organizations that could use the help and are doing great things for the folks who are affected by this as well.
Absolutely, and you mentioned, you know, baby wipes and things like that. Of course, our colleagues and friends at the ASPCA also doing a great job with those animals that were left behind.
That's right, because, you know, look, there are a lot of homeless animals that have gotten displaced from their owners, or you know, folks who had to make a choice between going in a shelter and bringing their pet, and it's heartbreaking. These animals are just as much a part of the family almost as anybody else. So, there's so many facets to this disaster that we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, and you know, we wrapped up our chat with Matt saying, you know what, Thanksgiving might have a new meaning this year for a lot of people, won't it?
You are very, very correct, Jeremy. You know, you realize that you have so much to be thankful for, and you don't realize it until either A, you don't have it, or B, you see the folks that, you know, there but for the grace of God go you, that don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Al Roker from NBC's Today Show. So complete hurricane and election coverage all this week on the Today Show, right?
Absolutely. And for your latest weather information, check out the Weather Channel. We host a show in the mornings from 6 to 7 a.m. called Wake Up with Al, which kind of gives you everything you need to get out the door. And we've been doing extra coverage starting at like 5 in the morning. So I'm doing about, we update our show from the West Coast. So for the last few days, I've been basically on the air for about 8 hours a day.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. Al Roker from NBC News, thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.